From Washington, this is VOA News. The worldwide ransomware cyber attacks appeared to ease Monday, although thousands more computers, mostly in Asia, were hit. As people signed in at work for the first time since the infection spread to 150 countries 3 days ago. Health officials in Britain, where surgeries and doctor's appointments in its national healthcare system had been severely impacted Friday, were still having problems Monday, but Health Minister Jeremy Hunt said it was encouraging that a second wave of attacks had not materialized. He said the level of criminal activity is at the lower end of the range that we had anticipated. In the United States, Tom Bossert, a Homeland Security advisor to President Trump, told the ABC television network the global cybersecurity attack is something that for right now we've got under control. But he described the malware that paralyzed 200,000 computers running factories, banks, government agencies, hospitals, and transportation systems across the globe as an extremely serious threat. The United States accused Syria on Monday of carrying out mass killings of prisoners on a daily basis and then burning their bodies in a large crematorium outside the capital, Damascus. The U.S. State Department said as many as 50 prisoners a day are being hanged at the Saadiyya prison. It alleged the regime of President Bashar al-Assad then is using the crematorium to hide evidence of the extent of mass killings. The top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East, Stuart Jones, said the Damascus regime has sunk to a new level of depravity. With the continuing military assistance of Iran, two countries that have supported the Assad government's six-year fight against various rebel groups attempting to overthrow it. About 500,000 people have been killed in the fighting. This is VOA News. A Syrian war monitor says airstrikes early Monday killed 23 people near the country's border with Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes in al-Bukamal were likely carried out by the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State with bombs since late 2014. There was no immediate comment on the airstrikes from the coalition, which has said its actions were likely responsible for killing more than 350 civilians since the air campaign began. Rights groups say the figure is much higher. The strikes came a day before UN envoy Staffan de Mistura was set to convene the next round of peace talks aimed at bringing an end to the conflict. The envoy said Monday he expects the negotiations to go until Friday or Saturday, and that efforts led by Russia and Turkey to achieve smaller ceasefires cannot be sustained unless there is progress toward a political resolution. The UN Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday on North Korea's latest missile test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path that indicated it might be a new two-stage liquid-fueled rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. South Korea said Monday President Moon Jae-in is sending special envoys around the world as the country seeks to strengthen its global ties in the wake of North Korea's latest aggressive missile tests. The Blue House said the envoys will meet with high-ranking officials to explain the new South Korean government's policy, plans, and exchange ideas. U.S. President Donald Trump says the search for a new FBI director is moving very rapidly following his decision last week to fire James Comey. Trump did not elaborate when asked about the matter on Monday. The administration has interviewed at least 8 candidates for the job, and Trump has said a decision could come before he leaves Friday on his first overseas trip as president. Two Ivory Coast cities were in a state of shutdown Monday as disgruntled soldiers continued firing in the air to demand the government pay them promised bonuses. Reporters for VOA's French to Africa service say the shooting in Abidjan and Bouaké had stopped by mid-afternoon, but tension remained high with shops closed down and the streets nearly empty. A spokesman for the soldiers speaking from Bouaké told VOA that soldiers are not attempting a coup. He said they simply want the president to keep his promise to pay them bonuses of about $20,000 per person. The spokesman said soldiers have received less than half the money and want the rest paid in monthly installments. Ivory Coast Defense Minister said on state-run television late Monday that an agreement with the soldiers had been reached, but two spokesmen for the mutineers told Reuters the proposed deal had been rejected by the soldiers.
That's the latest world news from VOA.